That's why, you know, some missionaries, one missionary from Germany, his name was Peter Healing. He said, what was our Germany? Give us one or more people or more guy. Then Africa will be ours. Europe, America, whatever all nation will be ours within few days, he said. You know why? He see vision in the future of Africans. That's why we are celebrates today, Sundays for Africans. Clap for your hand to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then I thank God, Jesus Christ, that he gave us this chance to preach his word. You know, I'm not getting only invitation. While I plan to move to Norway, the Holy Spirit speak to me. I have work in Norway. You are not went for your studies. I have work with you in Norway. You preach my gospel, he said to me. That's why. Then the national Stavanger, he gave me this chance. I hope near future, Stavanger International will be in Ethiopia. Yeah. Would you believe it? Yeah. Thanks to be God. So, I need to go to my sermons today. Before that, I need to give you some information about Ethiopia. And then the place where I come. I come from Makani Jesus. Some of you know Makani Jesus, since she worked with Africans, Europe, and Americans in whatever nation, you know. Makani Jesus. What was Makani Jesus? Makani Jesus is not new. It's come from the Bible. It say the place of Jesus Christ since 1959. And then, what was Ethiopia? Maybe some of the people, they ask me, what does mean Ethiopia? You know, the Ethiopia name is also, it's not new. You can get it from Genesis to the book of Acts, because read it, you know, Acts chapter 8, verse 26 through 14. It says in the Genesis, Abyssinia. I hope everybody can like coffee. Do you like coffee, Abyssinian coffee? Yes. So, if you like Abyssinian coffee, you like Ethiopians. Yes. You know, because Ethiopia, they're known by coffee. And then church families, Lutheran Church, associate member of World Council Church from 1975. Here, the religion in Ethiopia, Orthodox is 43.5, Islam is 33.9, Protestant 18.6, population here, ethnic city, look at, in Ethiopia. From this, Oromo languages, maybe Afro-Asiatic, 34.49, official language, Amharic, and then main languages, Oromo, the foreign English. This is Ethiopia. Would you turn it, please, to our text? Thanks to be Lord. The book of Acts. As you know, and then you read, maybe you preach from the book of Acts. The book of Acts was written by Dr. Luke. He is a missionary companion of Paul. He helped Paul so many things. That's why he collected every situation while they work, everything, so that he delivered to, as we know, the company of Jesus Christ, the blood to his friend. Why? To continue to the Jesus Christ's work. This is about the authorship. I don't focus on that one. But the aim we read, the aim we get from this book, to continuing the ministry of the risen and glorified Jesus Christ in the power of Holy Spirit. Some authors, they say, book of Acts, it is history. But for me, it is not history. There is power. We see the power of Holy Spirit in that book. When you read it, that book, you can get it, how the Holy Spirit will work with the people. And then we witness about Jesus. So the acts of the Holy Spirit, you see how the Holy Spirit be with the early churches. He works while they are shaken by the false spirit, false teaching, different, you know, challenge, but the Holy Spirit among with his church to bring units, to unify them, to be one in behalf of Jesus Christ. So why you read Book of Acts? To communicate the power of life in the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can communicate the power of life. You know, this is by telling the people about the story of Jesus Christ. Reading about the story of Jesus Christ and living the life of Jesus Christ is completely different. Some people, if you ask them, they say, do you know Jesus? Yes, I know Jesus from my childhood. I grew up in the church. That is okay. But, you know, reading about Jesus and living in the Jesus life is completely different. So, it is our mandate to tell the reality life of Jesus Christ to those who do not know Jesus today even. To show Christianity is for all. Because Jews say that themselves, they are only chosen. God cannot choose from any other nation, they say. Do you think so? No. Jesus' mission is global. Their mission is just local. Because we are Jew, we are only chosen people. So you can't come to the kingdom of God, they say to other people. But Jesus came to with them by the power of Holy Spirit. He broke that boundary. Amen. How? While the Holy Spirit worked among them, they did miracle. When the miracle happened between them, even from Sennacherib, from the priest, they come to believe in Jesus Christ from the Jews. That is to be God. So, this is, you read from the Holy, from the book of Acts. The other one is to send out of the word of God to all nations. Read Acts chapter 1, verse 8. To set out, where is the nation? When the word of God say, to set out of the word of God to all nations, where is this nation? Where we can go? How we can go? When we can go? I hope all of you have called from God to preach the gospel. To witness about the life of Jesus Christ in your life, in your marriage, in your ministry, in your business, in whatever circumstance you can get from God to preach his gospel. May God help each one of us to preach his gospel. Amen. Because today, some people, though, those who do not hear about Jesus, maybe they are around us. Maybe they live with us. So, would you continue the next one? Thus, our topic today as the church gives to me is can't stop the gospel. Amen. You know why? The gospel is the power of the word of God. That's why no one can stop the gospel. But the persecution and the challenge continue until the Jesus Christ come to this world, but the gospel, no one can stop that. Because it is a power. The power of salvation. The power of life. The power of light. When you come to his gospel, your life change. Your marriage change. Your identity. Your mind. Your whatever you hear. The gospel change to the international kingdom. Thanks to be God. So, the given text today, as even if it is two chapters, I just summarize it. You can see from verse 17 to 21, God's liberation for preaching the gospel. We are the revelation time now. There is peace wherever. But don't think forever this peace. Maybe we don't know. Persecution and some other different can come to us. So, at that time, we need to confirm our faith in Jesus Christ through his word. So, This new section of Luke's account, which is primarily an account of Acts of Stephen, serve twofold purpose. First, it completes the author's picture of the early church while it was still, for the most part, of confined to Jerusalem, identifying issues that arose regarding the distribution of food and how they will resolve it. You can see chapter 7, verse 1. There is disagreement between the Jews because of food. Why? Food is not simple. Do you think food is simple to get food?
No.
Yeah. That's why in the early church, this disagreement arose between them. And then this Paul saying to the congregation, it is not our job to stop, it is not our mandate to distribute the food. Let me bring others to this place and then they continue this ministry. You know, the church, in the church, there are different skills, there are different gifts, there are different peoples. That's why the church opened her door to have so many people. She gained so many experience, so many moments, so many knowledge, so many pictures of the world to change the world. The second, this chapter sets the sense for the later chapters that describe the church's expansion beyond Jerusalem. You know, the church must multiply herself. Why? The seed she has is needed from her also to multiply. This purpose is accomplished by tracing the course of even that forced many believers to flee the city, thus taking the gospel into Judah, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Jewish antagonism reaches its peak in these chapters, moving from worry to flow to days. The selection of the seven include Stephen, you know. Luke has not defined the reference to this time because the Stephen is the unique of our chapter while we come at the end. Would you continue to turn it, please? So, the ministry of the apostle, you know, it gets picture day and the night to magnify among the community. Why? They did miracle, they preach the gospel, they teach the gospel, they pray, you know. This is why we are in the church. It is very important for all of us. Praying, hearing the word of God, maybe getting teaching. It inspires us. It opens our mind. It opens our eyes. So, what happened in these verses? God gave the apostle power to perform great miracles. See, after chapter 6, verse 8, as you read earlier. These signs and the wonders were God's way of authenticating their ministry. Romans 15, chapter 15, verse 18. Even after Pentecost, the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ spread rapidly in Jerusalem. Because Jesus gave promise for his disciple, that promise come to fulfill on the life of the disciples. As a spirit empowered, witnesses shared the gospel with the lost. The sign and the wonders accompany the preaching of the word. Thank you, sweet Lord. Would you turn it? But not everybody was happy. Why the success of the church? You know what? Wherever success, there is also challenge. In your life, in your marriage, in your business, where you get success, there is also some challenge in you, beside your life. Thus, no one can happy. Why they multiplied? Why they grow on day and night? Why miracles happen in these disciples' meetings? There is some attacking the truth, as you read here. But the church's mandate is to proclaim the truth, to tell the truth to those who oppose the truth. But apostles affirming the truth. Chapter 5, verse 29 through 32. And they did not change their convictions. Maybe some people, while the persecution, while different situations come to upon their face, they need to change their face to other. But the disciples, they didn't do this. They affirmed the truth, the life that was Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Thus, they obeyed God and trusting Him to take care of the consequence. Therefore, the churches announced the truth. Announced the truth. Who is this truth? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So, the mission of the church in this world is proclaiming the gospel to all nations. Thus, God gave us international, Stavanger International Church from different color, from Norway, from different nations. Thanks to be God. This is the mission of Jesus Christ. Yeah? Will you continue, please? Yes. In this chapter, the number of the disciples was increasing because they devoted by prayer. There is the word of God among them. Their teaching among them, you know, their number will be increasing. They select Stephen, a man of full of faith and the Holy Spirit, because the word of God was increasing in power through him. The number of the disciples in Jerusalem became very great and great. Priests were, as I said earlier, were agreement with the faith. Could you change it, please? So, Stephen, the other one, full of grace and the power. Those who are full of grace and the power in the church, they change the situation. Even if the persecution, the challenge among with the church, because of the faith, because of the grace they have, they change that situation in peace. How? They give their life, not only mind, not only money, not only, you know, education. Stephen, he gave his life. He didn't change his face while they raised stone to kill him. He looking us to Jesus Christ. And then his face will be changed as an angel. Amen. Amen. If you stand with Jesus until the end, you know, there's change in your life. No, nothing can continue until the end in your life. Jesus Christ came to broke that one and then give you life. Amen, amen for him. Great wonders and a sign among the people. His wonders were full of wisdom, full of the Holy Spirit. You know, in the church, there are a lot of wisdom. Whether you like leadership, whether you like business, whether you like education, whether you like management, whatever in the church, there are a lot of wisdom because of Jesus Christ. So, our topics of today, we say that can't stop the gospel. What was the gospel? And why the gospel did not stop? Will you change it, please? Because the gospel is the good news to all nations. To all above boundary, above language, above identity, above culture. Hallelujah. You know, while you're inspired by the Holy Spirit, you cannot localize your mission in one nation, in one place, in one church. God comes to you and brought that one to all nations. Amen. Hallelujah. Give you hands to Jesus. You know, this good news is speaking witnessing about the risen and glorified Jesus Christ. Because some they say Jesus is not arisen from dead, he is dead still today, they may say. But since we read from our Bible, Jesus is raised, he's alive today also. And then this good news is it is the power of God to save the people. Please, on your mouth, there is the power of God. That is the word of God. Tell to the people, those who maybe life is maybe it is dark for them. Life is maybe complicated for them. When you speak to the people, they get their life. Telling the story of Jesus Christ to the people. Gospel means, when we say gospel, telling the story of Jesus Christ to the people. Set out the word of God to all nations. Preaching the word of God by the Holy Spirit. And then the gospel is the revelation of Jesus Christ upon our life. And then the word of God, the gospel, would you tell me? So when we come to last, you see, from Acts chapter 6, verse 8 to 15, about the Stephen, he is not only witnessing, only preaching, but there was something new happened. While Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, the foundation of the prison were shaken. There is power in the singing. I like singing. Singing is not simple. It's enter to your deep life. At once, all the prison doors will be open. Everyone's chains come loose. This is the power of God. The one who keeps that door, the God, he's saying, while the door is open, you know, while it's shaking, the earth is shaking, he said, what must I do to believe to be saved? They say to him, believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. The church's mission is this. She announced, believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. From where? From your sin. From your bond, you know, from your distress of life, from your different of situation where you do not power to overcome that challenge. When you believe Jesus in Jesus Christ, you can get the power, and then you against that one. So as the last Acts 5:42, you can see the temple of the court, starting from the temple of the courts. The people, they come to change to Jesus Christ. They give their life to Jesus Christ. From the house to the house, they never stop preaching the gospel. You know, it's not only in Jerusalem. If they start today in home, tomorrow they change the home, because the power of the Holy Spirit works with them. There is teaching always in that church, proclaiming the good news. That was Jesus is the Messiah. May God help each one of us to live in this gospel. Shall we pray?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this good message for all of us. And we give thanks. This is your word that we hear this morning. I pray those who do not get their life still, please, Jesus, the Son of God, go in their hearts, change them to you, and bring them to your home. Thank you for this time. Thank you for your bread of life. We praise your name in mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.